This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Minnesota, Texas, to help however they can. A New York Congresswoman, the most congresswoman in the Congress, by the state troopers and emergency responders.
Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson is who you are listening to now, but just a second ago, you were listening to Crazy Joey Demento. And I don't know, Congressman. Does anybody understand Biden speak? Of course you don't. Of course you don't. The guy's demented. And look, we already played September's snafus and faux pas and slip of the tongues and whatever else. We're barely into October, and we're already got a whole new fresh start. The Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. I love it because Democrats are going to have to live this. They're having to live it now, and no matter how they try to spin it, no matter what they tell you, they are embarrassed by this guy. Embarrassed. And one of my friends, we were talking the other day, he said to me, he says, Kevin, a guy told me he's a Democrat, and he says he likes the direction of the country. And I asked him very simply, I said, what do you like about it? Because he says 75% of the country doesn't like the direction and 25% does. And he says, which are you? And the guy goes, I'm one of the 25%. He says, very simply, what do you like? Give me three things you like about it. And the guy goes, and he goes, and it went on for such an awkward amount of time. My friend, who's, by the way, a Korean immigrant who served in the second generation, he served in the Navy, a master's degree from the University of Chicago, smart guy, worked at Intel, retired at the age of 50, made a lot of money, and was a former Democrat. And he says, you know what changed me, Kevin? I go, what? He goes, when I started seeking the truth. Religious guy. He goes, I started putting my faith in God. I got away from secular things. I didn't care about money anymore. I didn't care about the things of the trappings of. I just wanted to seek the truth. And he goes, and then I woke up. So he's telling me, he's having this conversation with a good friend, a guy he golfs with. He says, and he's asking the guy, what do you like about the direction of the country? Three things. And it was so awkward. He goes, I tell you what, just one. And you know what the guy ended up saying? I'm just glad it's not Trump. And here's what we both were talking about when he said it. I said, number one, we could name 20 things that are wrong with the economy and why we're upset with the direction. Easy peasy. Would be no problem at all for us to do that. That's number one. I said, but number two, we could name 20 things that Trump did that were overwhelmingly good for this economy. And then I told him this. I said, I'm going to bet you something. I will bet you that if you took the names off and Biden had accomplished what Trump did and Trump what Biden did, we would support Biden. And he goes, 100%. See, that's the difference between us and them. I've said this before. You're not learning anything new here, by the way, folks. But I said this many times, and you know it. We would gladly accept the truth. If Joe Biden were a rock star president, as much as it would pain us to say it, we'd say it. We'd go, you know what? I'm shocked that this guy can be demented, that he can be compromised, and America can benefit. But you know what? We will never have to say those words. If Joe Biden could serve 50 presidencies, we would never say it. Because no matter how many times he serves, he's got one agenda. Anti-you. Anti-the United States. Anti-citizen. It's insane. Anyway, I want to move on because what I wanted to talk about this segment, and we're going to talk about some of the inconsistencies of leftists. How some of them, I know this is going to come as a shocker, but there are Democrats getting rich off of you. Oh, I know. Hard to believe. They're getting rich off of you. They're getting rich off of this hoax of global climate change. They're getting rich off of this hoax of the Chinese Wu flu. They're getting rich off of the hoax of racism in America and a host of other things. They are doing nothing except getting rich off of you. Shame on them. Shame on us for letting them. But we are. Anyway, I'm going to move on. I'm going to talk more about this. But, well, you know what? Before we do that, I want to say this. Britain's going broke. I wasn't aware of this. Now that the Queen is... Oh, you know another thing that happens, speaking of global climate change? Prince Charles, now he's King Charles. King Charles III has said he's backed away from this global climate nonsense. It's not a priority for him. You want to know why? Britain's going broke. I didn't know Britain was going broke. I saw the story and went, what? The people that have royalty? They're going broke? So we got that to discuss. By the way, SCOTUS is going to be meeting on a multitude of cases. One involves big tech. It isn't what we want, but at least they're taking a look. Big tech needs to be censored. I don't know if this is a true story, but I heard this from a friend just yesterday. I heard the deal for Twitter is going to happen, that Elon Musk is going to buy them at the original price. He's going to spend $44 billion on Twitter. I hope he does it in Tesla stock or something so it's not his own money. Have you heard this story? Did y'all hear this? It's certainly not in my notes, so maybe you guys could look that up, just to be sure. I'm talking about producers, not you. If you guys want to look it up, you should. Anyway, lots to talk about. The first hour, we talked about Biden believing himself to be a Puerto Rican, a Boricua. And then I talked about the Italian prime minister. What a sensational woman. Oh, my gosh. I'm overly impressed with her. So there's plenty to talk about. I'm a little bit still under the weather, so I'm going to try to hang in there and give you the most that I can. But I will tell you, I'm not feeling great today. I'm not feeling bad. Don't think, oh, Kevin, oh, we might die tomorrow. I mean, I could, but it's doubtful. It's not that. It has more to do with just taking a deep breath and recovering a little bit, giving myself time to fully recover. It's been difficult to do that because I'm so busy. Anyway, we'll be right back. Keep it in.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Listen up, guys. Are you experiencing any of the following? Fatigue, less drive, poor performance? If so, you may be one of the nearly 30 million men in the U.S. today dealing with ED. But did you know you don't have to pay hundreds for a prescription anymore? And you don't have to deal with the hassle of seeing the doctor or the embarrassment of going to the pharmacy for a certain pill. Now, with one free call, you can find out how Herbal Virility Max can help you feel like a man again. For over a decade, Herbal Virility Max has helped guys just like you put a smile back on their face with improved performance and drive. Call today and ask about our buy one, get one free offer.
Call 800-485-0821. 800-485-0821. 800-485-0821. That's 800-485-0821.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. That's 800-860-4614.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
I so love this story. Donald Trump suing CNN. It is about time. It is well past time. I wish he'd sue the New York Times. I wish he'd sue the Washington Post. Get some of that Bezos money. Get some of that Bezos money, man. Donald Trump taking a page out of the book of leftism, turning their dirty tricks on them. You must love this. Here's what it reads. Former President Donald Trump filed a lawsuit against CNN claiming the so-called news outlet defamed him in an effort to reduce his chances of running for president again in 2024. I can assure you, Trump will run in 2024. DeSantis will be his running mate. The Democrats have nothing. Gavin Newsom is posturing to be the candidate. And the only reason why is he thinks that the cheat is in and he'll win regardless, because he can't win on the war of ideas. Gavin Newsom, as I mentioned before the other day on the show, couldn't win the California governorship if he didn't cheat. Couldn't do it. Moving on. The lawsuit, which was filed this week in U.S. District Court in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, alleges Trump has, quote, been a longtime critic of CNN, not because CNN does a bad job of reporting the news, but because CNN seeks to create the news. CNN's campaign of dissuasion in the form of libel and slander against the plaintiff has only escalated in recent months, as CNN fears the plaintiff will run for president in 2024. Now, I don't know whether Donald Trump is going to win or lose this. Don't know, don't care. Here's what I'll tell you. The fact that he has the guts to put these people on Front Street, that he has the guts to make their lawyers go to work, and he's suing them for nearly $500 million, that's not chump change. This is a company that has laid off people at the restructure, only made $1 billion. That sounds like a lot, but that's a rounding error these days. And Trump says, give me half. When do we do, what's the kid that stood with the Native American guy, and CNN was like, look at him, not Kyle Rittenhouse, but the other kid, Sanderford. The guy did nothing. They made this guy out to be like some sort of a white nationalist terrorist. Oh, I don't know if you guys caught the Fox segment that I did on Fox Soul that said, is slavery, do we need to just get over slavery? I was on with a kid named Dyson Gray or something like that. Grayson. So anyway, it doesn't matter. He's a black singer or rapper. Really talented guy. And I got to tell you, I was impressed with him. I want to do something with him. I want to bring him into here in Arizona and maybe do an event together with him. Really, really bright kid. Spirit-filled, too. But I digress. The point I'm making is CNN creates its own news, just like they did with that kid that was facing off with the Indian guy, and they made him out to be, I don't know, white racist and all kinds of stuff. He files a lawsuit and wins for an undisclosed amount of money. I don't know how much they paid him. But I'll bet you this. I bet you that kid never has to work again in his life. They said, as part of its concerted effort to tilt the political balance to the left, CNN has tried to taint the plaintiff with a series of even more scandalous, false, and defamatory labels of racist, Russian lackey, insurrectionist, and ultimately Hitler. And I'm going to bet you money they have every piece that CNN has ever done, news and opinion, to back this up. Now, what do you do when you've hit a guy? If they win this, don't be surprised. Don't be surprised if Trump takes it to the next and the next and the next. I pray he wins this. It will open the floodgates to many of us. I might even be able to sue. I called the Kavanaugh accusers. I tweeted they were lying skanks. I stand by it. It's the truth. And these people defamed me. Fox News defamed me. I should sue those chumps too. Even though they seem to be making nice, they had me on, as I mentioned. Trump wants $475 million in punitive damages, alleging that CNN has sought to use its massive influence, purportedly as a trusted news source, to defame the plaintiff in the minds of its viewers and readers for the purpose of defeating him politically, culminating in CNN claiming credit for getting Trump out in the 2020 presidential election. How about that? Wow. I know. Look, part of this doesn't surprise me. I mean, it really doesn't. But I think that the fact that Trump decided I'm going to fight this thing monetarily, it thrills me. We must do this over and over. This is the way we must react. They said, oh, Wow, check this out. Trump also warned he would sue other outlets he alleges have defamed and defrauded the public about the 2020 presidential election results. Woo-wee! You want to talk about, well, get on Trump's radar when we finish making Beyond the Mules. We'll be on his radar. They said Trump had a lawsuit against 2016 Democratic rival Hillary Clinton, former top FBI officials tossed in September by U.S. District Judge Donald Meadowbrooks, who said Trump was seeking to flaunt a 200-page political manifesto outlining his grievances against those who have opposed him, and the court is not the appropriate forum. I guarantee you, Trump will appeal that. It will go to federal court where he will win. The Hill says that is a high legal bar to clear given the First Amendment protections granted to the free press under the Constitution. Maybe so. But I think he has the evidence. They said the New York Times has not lost a defamation case in more than 50 years. Well, you know what that says to a guy like me? Then it's time they lose. It means statistically, it's more than ready to go. Oh, that they talk about the guy. Covington High School student Nick Sandman successfully secured considerable financial settlements from both CNN and the Washington Post for their coverage of a controversy that suggested the high schooler instigated a confrontation with an Indian activist. So it's already been discussed. It's already been offered up. So don't act like it can't happen again. It can happen again, and I'm going to make a prediction for those of you listening to the Kevin Jackson Show. Not only can it happen again, I predict it will happen again.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hey, trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
An historic launch delayed by Hurricane Ian is finally off the ground. Four astronauts blasted off on a SpaceX Falcon 9 rocket from Kennedy Space Center in Florida. The SpaceX NASA Crew 5 mission will arrive at the International Space Station on Thursday. Oil production is set to be cut.
With President Biden's war on fossil fuels, get ready for gasoline prices to skyrocket. OPEC has agreed to its deepest cuts to oil production since the 2020 COVID pandemic at a Vienna meeting on Wednesday. OPEC ministers announced 2 million barrels a day of oil production will be cut. The U.S. plea to not cut production fell on deaf ears. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
President Biden is in Fort Myers, Florida, surveying the damage caused by Hurricane Ian. This is USA Radio News.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I tell you what, boy. There's money on the left. Big time money on the left. Whether it's unions and not working, you know, so you get to retire with your full pension. Even when you didn't do anything while you were working. Now, I'm not saying there are union people who don't work hard. I'm not saying that at all. I think the trade unions are amazing because they make craftsmen. But these public sector unions, they're a waste of time. And these are people retiring with full benefits. Who's paying for this stuff? Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. If you show me something where people are making money, I'm not talking about you start a business and, you know, it's a franchise and people are making money that way. You've earned that. You put your money at play. I'm talking about you get a job and you work that job for 15, 20 years and the way the union structures it, you retire and you get full pay. I mean, if you're putting away certain monies, like a 401k, and you're going to live on that, I'm fine with that. But just this idea that, no, you don't have to put anything away. We'll put it away for you. It's pretty amazing. Glad you guys are with me. Kevin Jackson, 844-551-8255, the Kevin Jackson Network. Democrat scheme, man. Here's they call it Pelosi talk. House Speaker Pelosi and her VC husband are TikTok famous for beating the market with their stock trading, a practice she's defended to voters. There's been growing criticism of lawmakers' freedom to trade because they literally shaped the law. Last year, 55 lawmakers reportedly failed to disclose their trades. 55 crooks of the many others. Politico reported that members of Congress sold travel stocks like Royal Caribbean, I'll get it out, and bought pharma stocks like Moderna early in 2020 while downplaying COVID. Not long ago, Pelosi okayed a proposal to bar Congress from trading. The House is set to vote by November, but not all members support it. Now, let me just go ahead and tell you what's going to happen here. They will not bar themselves from trading stocks. They're not going to do it. They're not going to bar themselves from doing insider trading. These people know what's happening. They practically dare you to come after them knowing that they're cheating. Wouldn't you like to get a tip on the market? You know, there's a website. I forget the name of it. But they tell you what Congress is trading
when it happens. So as soon as Congress, somebody in Congress buys the stock, this website tells you. And I bet that that sucker outperforms every other site out there. They're going to talk about Paul Pelosi. Paul Pelosi's lucrative purchase of stock in a semiconductor company just before Congress considered it. And he said it isn't the first time her husband's investments have caused headaches for his powerful wife. What, caused headaches? He's kept her living in a life of Botox luxury. What do you mean caused headaches? The only headaches it causes is if Botox was infecting her brain, because this is not a headache. This is a guy that's listening to Nancy, going to cocktail parties, they're talking, and Paul Pelosi acts. And don't think that for one second Nancy Pelosi's not aware. Don't think for one second the SEC is unaware. They know. The same way Jim Comey knew that Hillary Clinton should have been in prison. It's a two-tier system of everything. Justice, financial gain, you name it, the economy. The Democrats make themselves impervious to loss. They say a number of other transactions executed by Paul Pelosi have raised eyebrows over the years for intersecting uncomfortably with the work Pelosi has pursued in the House. Let me tell you something. There is nothing uncomfortable about it. It is a partnership between Nancy and Paul Pelosi. And it doesn't matter what they, we can talk about this till we're blue in the face. They will claim, well, it's our business and we have, they're going to give you some excuse that will make no sense whatsoever. And if you did it, here's the key. You'd be in prison. I'll give you another example. Fauci the fraud and his wife's net worth increased $5 million during the pandemic. Now, let me explain what happened to your 401k during the pandemic. It's gone. Whatever gains that you, there are no gains. Your pre-Trump, your pre-Biden, pre-coup gains are probably have been bitten into as well. There have been no gains. The gains, the muscle memory of Trump in the first 6 months of Biden, all wiped out. Meanwhile, Paul Pelosi, Nancy Pelosi, done quite well. Go look at members of Congress while we're out there struggling to keep our 401ks going. We're paying exorbitant rents. We're paying exorbitant amounts for food. We're paying exorbitant amounts for fuel and gasoline. We are getting beat up in every possible way. And you can bet there are dozens, if not hundreds, of political insiders feasting. And I'm not just talking about the Pelosi's and the Clintons and people like that. All the people around them, they are all feasting on a market while we're guessing. We're out there looking at charts, going to school, you know, figuring out different ways to keep our money safe, moving it around inside of 401k from aggressive to moderate to, you know, less aggressive, you know, to easy going, whatever, you know, the different methods of, well, they call it your investment for, how much risk are you willing to take? These people are making millions of dollars. Fauci's net worth increased by $5 million during the pandemic at a time when people were in businesses were struggling. A lot of them went out of business. Fauci flourished. He said the Fauci saw their net worth expand from $7.5 million in 2019 to $12.6 million at the end of 2021. This is from a friend of mine. His name is Andrew Andreski. And he runs a group called Open the Books. He says the increase came from the likes of investment gains, awards, compensation, and royalties. Now, Fauci defended his royalties the other day. He was if you look at the royalties, only made whatever. But it's not the whole story, as you can imagine. Anyway, Open the Books goes into it. They said, While Fauci had been a government bureaucrat for more than 55 years, his household worth skyrocketed during the pandemic. And I remind you, other people lost money. Fauci's soaring net worth was based on career end salary spiking, lucrative cash prizes awarded by nonprofit organizations. Let me tell you, follow the money of those nonprofit organizations. You will find the profit organizations who fund them are the people who benefited from Fauci's policies. It'll be so simple to see that a third grader could connect the dots and nothing will happen to him. He goes on, he says, in the world, nonprofit organizations around the world, and even an even larger investment portfolio. They obtained Fauci's financial disclosure forms to calculate the figures. The Faucis saw their investment gains top $900,000 in 2021, while their portfolios experienced a nearly $800,000 increase in 2020. The funds were a combination of trust, retirement, and college education accounts. Fauci invested in mutual funds with no reported holdings of individual stocks. At the end of last year, Fauci's account totaled $10.2 million as wife Christy Grady. By the way, they always do that. Their wives are named something different, but she's also part of this whole cabal. Added $2.4 million in investments. They said Fauci also pocketed lucrative awards from nonprofits, including $1 million in 2021 from the Dan David Foundation for, quote, speaking truth to power and defending science. This was during the time of Trump. He held on to 900,000 plus of the award, while roughly 10% went to scholarship winners. He also received $12,500 from the Elliot Richardson Prize in Public Service and the Abelson Prize for the American Association for the Advancement of Science. This is a guy that has advanced science in no possible way, and he's getting these kinds of awards. Additionally, his compensation increased by more than $20,000 between 2020 and 2021. He remained the highest paid federal employee, taking in more than presidents. Fauci received $456,028 in 2021, an uptick from the $434,000 that he had earned in 2020. His net worth exploded while we suffered. Those are the facts.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Attention Walmart shoppers. Now you can order one of the most advanced hearing aids on the market for hundreds, not thousands of dollars. Hearing Assist's most advanced product lineup includes models that use an exclusive app for enhanced control over what you want to hear. It's perfect if you have a smartphone or iPhone to hear everything better. And we have two great ways for you to get one. You can call the number at the end of this ad and order directly. Or you can call this same number and we will text you a complete list of Walmart Vision Center locations. We make it easy for you to hear better. Remember, call this number today to order and have a text message instantly sent to your phone to find the Walmart Vision Center near you. Here's that special number.
800-403-7162. 800-403-7162. 800-403-7162. That's 800-403-7162.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Did you know that you can easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Talking about crime and family, Neighborhood Scout says the 10 most dangerous cities are, here they are in order, Detroit, Michigan, Memphis, Tennessee, Birmingham, Alabama, Baltimore, Maryland, Flint, Michigan, St. Louis, Missouri, Danville, Illinois, Saginaw, Michigan, Anchorage, Alaska, and Camden, New Jersey. Now that is based on these factors: violent crime rate, property crime rate, unemployment rate, poverty rate, and median income. So it's not just strictly violent crime. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's here listening to. We're breaking down this very centralized thing that we all understand about how do you solve the crime problem in America. And it has two things that are thematic that you're going to want to look at every single time. One is the destruction of the family, and two is Democrats being in control. So it's an easy correlation. If you destroy the family, you'll have high crime rates, and Democrats love destroying families, and they love high crime rates. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. We're talking about New Orleans supposedly having taken over number one from St. Louis. That's to be determined, because everything I see still has St. Louis as being the top crime city. A city with a population of 318,000. And it is certainly, unquestionably, one of the top three most dangerous cities in the country. Now, what's interesting about leftists, when they point out the crime rate, they'll say this: but still, America's cities are much safer than the cities around the world. Look at what's going on in Caracas, Venezuela. I swear, there's a comparison. It's two times more dangerous than any American city. Yeah. Why? Because in Venezuela, they have hyperinflation. These people are eating their pets, for goodness sakes. What do you think? Where are we headed? Under Joe Demented Biden, where are we going? Rapid inflation. We're in a recession. We're in a very inflationary period, which could easily lead to hyperinflation at the rate these people are spending money. Venezuela, that's your comparison? Anyway, so that was the report I read earlier was from February of 2022. Here's one that's from April of 2022. Here's the list: Memphis number one, St. Louis number two, Springfield, Illinois number three, Chattanooga, Tennessee number four, Little Rock, Arkansas five, Oakland, California, Albuquerque, New Mexico, Tulsa, Oklahoma, North Charleston, North Carolina, and New Orleans, Louisiana. So New Orleans appears on the top 10 in April of 2022. So between April of 2022 and now, New Orleans has been shot up to number one. Now again, understand this. St. Louis in this report remains the most dangerous city for violent crime. See, when they look at crime, they look at, you know, things like murder, and then they look at manslaughter, they look at rape, they look at robbery, and so on and so forth. In the way of murder, St. Louis is number one. Strong number one per 100,000 people. The number of people who are killed in St. Louis is more than any other city in America. And as I often remind people, Chicago, in each of these reports, is number 71. Even though I used to come on over the weekends and tell you the Chicago shoot 'em up bang bang series. And the reason why the Chicago numbers are interesting is because it's a big metropolitan area. And so the numbers are large. It'll be 53 people shot, you know, 7 killed. But if you go look at St. Louis, it might be 22 people shot, 3 killed. Well, given that St. Louis is 1/8 the size of the city of Chicago, and the metro area is probably roughly the same in terms of density, St. Louis is much more deadly, as are Memphis and Chattanooga and all these other places. Now, if you were wondering, Kevin, there were a lot of new cities listed, from like Chattanooga wasn't on there, and Danville, Illinois was on the top list, as was Flint, Michigan, as was Anchorage, Alaska, as was Camden, New Jersey. Why are these places being listed, but they're not listed in the second report, which only has Memphis, St. Louis, and Memphis and St. Louis, I think, might be the only, maybe Springfield, Illinois, is close to that other Illinois city. But most of these cities were new. And it's because of the way they measure. One's measuring mostly violent crime. The other threw in things like median income and employment rate and things like that. But in pure crime statistics, you know, St. Louis and Memphis, they're always going to be up there. So I come back to, and I think this is, let me put it this way, I've been to a lot of symposiums and things on, you know, how do we fix problems and things like that, and we're currently working on a project to fix, you know, to help curb this appetite for violence that leftists have created in certain communities. And in doing that, as I said, I haven't heard anybody talk about how the crime rate is technically tied to the lack of cohesive, functional families. Nor have I heard anybody talk about how losing one's parents in minority and at-risk communities lends itself to violence, and as I'm or acting out, as it were. You know, show me a girl who loses her father, for example, when she's 13 or 14 years old, and she might lose her mind in college and be very promiscuous. Now, I don't know. I haven't done any studies on this. I'd have to look at studies, but I'm convinced I'm right about this. Because I can tell you, losing my mother at 5 definitely had an impact on me, and had I been in the wrong circumstances, things could have been very different in my life. So I'm looking at these kids who they don't. Yes, you can lose a parent to death in the black community. You probably do lose a parent to death in the black community more than any other ethnic group. And when I say death, I'm talking about violent death. Next, you lose a parent because we die younger. Parents in the black community, you know, I don't know what our mortality rate is, but it's the lowest, I believe, of any ethnic group in America. So you have that factor. Throw in the geography of things, which of course leads to two things. One, the crime rate, which we talked about, and two, the lack of, say, better foods and things like this that's within proximity. So we tend to eat junk food and things like this. And you get lower health conditions, then black folks fear of going to the doctor and all these other things. But the critical thing is that family, not having that family unit and losing that parent. We lose parents to incarceration. So a black kid not only might lose his parent to violence, but he'll lose his parent to some, you know, they catch a case, as we say in the vernacular. And then what about the parent who you, what about the multiple jockeying of parents where a woman might have 3 or 4 or 5 significant boyfriends that she brings into the lives of her kids willy-nilly, unlike other ethnic groups where, you know, they say, I'm going to keep you at arm's length until I know you're the legitimate person. You know, black women sometimes find themselves in circumstances that say, look, if this guy's willing to pay a few bills, I'll endure. It's a completely dysfunctional way of looking at things. So this is where we find ourselves. And look, I don't care where Memphis ranks and St. Louis and Springfield and Chattanooga versus Flint and Anchorage or whatever else. Violence is violence. And what's begetting this violence has commonality that needs to be addressed. And as conservatives and certainly as Republicans, people need to be touting this. And it's more than just an anecdotal discussion or some, you know, surface level discussion. We need to be talking about this at a deeper level. I know this. At No Whites Allowed, we will cover this issue. We will cover this crime rate that's based, you know, to a lack of cohesive functional families and minority kids losing their parents over and over and over at an early age. Yeah, I'm talking about you lose a parent and you get a new parent and that guy walks away and that woman walks away or whatever. Whatever the circumstances, they go to rehab, they go to prison, who cares? What's the fallout? And if you're interested in fixing this stuff and being part of the think tank that's addressing these types of issues, this is what I want Americans for Real Change, ARC, to delve into as we expand this thing around the country. You'll hear more. You will hear more about that as we move along. In the meantime, definitely support the Kevin Jackson Network and what we're doing because I want to bring light to these situations and start changing trajectories of these children.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.